Well, joining me now is our contributor, Jerry Mayer Judson. I'm going to talk a little bit about something free, hopefully.
Yes, I'm coming in here. There's doom and gloom about economic uncertainty and the price of housing and the price of maybe even a Friday night in the Lower Mainland. I was trying to find things that are low cost and or free to do in the summer, right, around Metro Van. And some of the lists are kind of funny because they're like, you could go for a walk, you could go for a hike. And I'm like, yes, nature is free, but what about something actually cool and cultural and interesting? So I did find something really great. I spoke to Jasmine Bradley. She's the Director of Strategic Communications and Branding for the Vancouver Art Gallery about their brand new program, Free First Friday Nights.
Through this exciting new partnership with BMO, the Vancouver Art Gallery has been able to expand community access to our gallery in a new and exciting way that essentially opens up the doors the first Friday of every month from 4 to 8. And we welcome everybody to come in and enjoy our exhibitions and programming for free. The response has been fantastic. Our first night, we had more than 3,000 people come through the gallery between 4 and 8 o'clock that night. And we actually hit capacity for our building, which is one of the reasons why we're looking forward to having a new building so we can increase that capacity. We are working towards breaking ground later this fall on a project that has been dreamed about and for many, many years, and we're really excited to be able to be moving forward with this new building. There's a lot of positive momentum right now. It will mean that we can double our exhibition space. We can incorporate more of the Coast Salish worldview into the actual exterior of the building through an incredible Indigenous weave that we're working with some Coast Salish artists on. So it's really exciting to be able to look to the future, to look at how we can expand access to the community, to art. Art is something that's important in all of our lives.
And, oh yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I left a show on a Friday evening, and I think it was May 5th, would have been the first Friday of May, in regards to what Jasmine was saying there. And after the show, I walked by the art gallery there, and there was a lineup like around the building. So I was wondering what it was, and that was probably it.
Exactly, and that was just the first one, and that was they got a really good ad campaign. I keep seeing these posters and flyers even for it. So it's just the response is wild. That was 3,000 people on night one. And then in the next one, they had 4,000 people. So this thing just keeps snowballing in the best kind of way. And I asked Jasmine as well to hook me up with all of the details about the next one. And she had this to say.
July 7th will be our next Free First Friday night. We expect this, again, to be another very busy evening. So we encourage people to go online and reserve your spot. And if you're unable to come for whatever reason, just go back online and cancel that reservation so that we can ensure your spot's used by somebody else. We will have a new exhibition that will be opened by that time as well, which is Parviz Tanavoli, Poets, Locks, and Cages. So this is a Vancouver-based Iranian artist, and it's his first major exhibition, and we're really excited about that. So come on down.
I'm curious, Jasmine's talking a little bit about what's going to be there. What kind of things can you see now in regards to the art gallery?
Yeah, now there is a very cool, I don't recall the full name of the exhibition, but it does have to do with fashion and the materials that designers use for, to make fashion. There is like a puffer room, you know, those puffer jackets that you see on everybody.
Yeah.
And there's a focus as well. There's a conversation to be had on upcycling and reusing materials then in fashion.
Oh, that is great. I mean, there's so much conversation these days about fast fashion.
Oh, yeah.
And the impact it has on the environment and in a consumption-based society. It's not just, saying goodbye to fossil fuels. It's also like the old days where you had a piece of garment, you repaired it, or a pair of shoes. You didn't just throw them away.
Exactly.
You repaired them. Probably more of my parents' generation than anything
else. But still, they were high enough in quality where you could repair them and they didn't just rip apart, you know, somewhere else. Exactly.
So this is going on for the whole summer.
Yes, going on for the whole summer. And the next one, like Jasmine said, July the 7th. I mean, you're going to see me there for sure. I'm very excited to check it out.
Well, leave early or leave during the show because I tell you, when I walked by there at about 6:15, there's a lineup around the art gallery. So those folks are going to be waiting for a while. So I think she was saying that 4,000.
4,000
the second time. And the fact that they're eventually going to build the new one. And it is a beautiful looking model.
Oh yeah, I looked at it today. It is art in and of itself. It's gorgeous.
Yes, exactly. And it's going to be such a landmark for the city. It's iconic building, which we could use more of in Vancouver. So it's going to be brilliant. Yeah,
a little bit more diversity from as lovely as steel and glass are. It's going to be visually really nice.
That is definitely something we could use in the downtown core. Jerry, thank you.
Thank you, Jazz.
Good to have you on board too.
Thank you. I'm psyched to be here. I did it.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.